Hey, Chase?
Yep.
Hey, Chase, it's John.
Hey, John.
Looks like you got bounced around. I had like two different or three different reps trying to transfer me your call at the same time. I'm like, which one of you is talking to him? I'm like, I don't know what's going on. But did you speak with your partner?
Yeah, actually, I'm sitting right next to him, so we can kind of go over all this together.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what was his name?
I'm Isaac. I'm right here.
Hey, Isaac. My name's John. I've been following up with Chase for the last couple days here just about putting Neighbors Landscaping LLC on the first page of the Google search results. It's a Google Places placement, so if you look up, like, lawn care or landscaping on Google, there's a little map that pops up, and then there's three guys that show up next to it with little red dots on the map kind of indicating where they are. Have you seen that before?
Yeah.
Okay, that's where we're talking about listing Neighbors Landscaping LLC. The reason you guys want to be there is because we did a study, and we found that 85% of searches that are done on Google will actually start and stop right here. So it's basically where, like, almost 9 out of 10 of your customers are going to look before they pull the trigger. I know when I was speaking to Chase, he told me you guys were doing like the Home Advisor by Angie's program. And if you actually get on that search results page and you look a couple spots underneath those Google Places guys, there's a Home Advisor by Angie's listing. So they actually pay Google to be on the first page to get the leads that they're selling to you guys. So I figured, you know, if we list you independently here, it'll cut out the middleman in your situation and put you guys in a spot where customers can call you directly off the first page without you having to pay the lead fees or deal with your leads going to three or four other people.
Like it.
Yep. And then we're also going to develop like the .com website for you guys too. It's a custom website design. So we have graphic designers in-house that'll build the site, host it, and have it attached to your placement on the first page of Google. And then there's also a popular directory submission in the package that I offered Chase. So the popular directories are things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack, Amazon Alexa voice search results. That way we don't have all your eggs in one basket. All these directories have pre-existing relationships with Google, so as a partner, we can actually submit you to them for pennies on the dollar of what it would cost you to do it independently. So that way you're still able to be seen on those platforms and generate some leads from that too.
I like it. Sounds
yep.
good.
So is that a different, or is that the package we talked about, the, it was $259 a month or something like that?
It's $249 exactly. No, same package though. If you go on our website, it's advertised for double that. It's advertised at $499 with a setup fee for the website. But I waived the setup fee and I reduced the monthly cost by 50%. So it would just be $249 out the door. And then each month you guys want to continue to use it, you'll keep that price. It won't go back up or change on you.
Okay. And then, I like it. I think we should go with that.
All right. So I'm going to create the Google business profile for Neighbors Landscaping LLC. You guys only got to do this one time for as long as you own your business. Even if you leave our services later, you still exist on Google, right? So you can only have one phone number there. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now? 595-8227?
Can we use a different phone number here?
Okay. Yep. Let me add this one to the cell phone category, and then what's going to be the business line?
We can do 605-401-9839. Yep.
Okay. Is that primarily going to Chase or Isaac?
That'll be Chase, but I can get you another one here for Ike too.
Okay, hold on one second. I'm gonna add him as co-owner because he is the partner, right?
Yep.
Okay. I want to make sure he can make decisions on the profile too. And that way, if he calls in, we have him on there. What's your last name, Isaac?
Larson, Larson.
Okay. And traditional spelling, right? Isaac.
Actually, no, it's Isak.
Oh, okay. That's unique. I like that. Isak. It's funny, my daughter's name is Carson, so it's like Isaac Larson Carson. I don't know. Anyway, what's your primary phone number?
605-351-7479.
7479. Okay. All right. Insert. Save. Okay. All right. I got you all saved. And then, Chase, what's your last name?
Bervin. B-E-R-V-E-N.
Okay. Update. All right. And then what's the primary business email address where I could send over the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
It's going to be neighborlylandscapers@gmail.com. So it's worked a few days in
the okay, update.
Holy shit.
All right, gentlemen. And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
Can we do 9 to, like, 4:30? Can you do that accurate?
Yeah. Yeah, you could do it, I mean, by the minute, literally. So 9 to 4:30. Oh, okay. And then is that Monday through Friday, or do you guys work the weekends, too?
I guess they can call us on the weekends. What do you think, Eric? Or
I could do, like, Saturday and Sunday by appointment only, so that way they could call you, but, you know, you can hash out with them when you guys go.
Yeah, that works.
All right. I got you. Saturday and Sunday by appointment. All right. And then Google's going to send you this card in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only have to do it one time for as long as you own the business. But that's how you get that little red dot on the map there. There's a 5-digit number on the back of the card that I'm going to need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
4300 South Locust. Like the bug, Locust.
Okay.
Drive.
Okay, I think I got it. Sioux Falls. 57105?
Yep.
Okay, and then you have the option to hide the address or display it.
I guess we can hide it. We'll send it on invoices and estimates, but It's my house, so.
Yeah, you don't want people showing up there if you're doing business from home. Okay. All right. City, state, and zip will still be visible. I'll just hide the street address and deactivate turn-by-turn directions.
That's perfect.
Okay. And have you guys developed a logo for the business yet?
Yeah, we have.
Okay. And do you have photos of work that you've done in the past, maybe like some before and after shots?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to send you this email address. If you could send those in, as many as you can, we'll use them for your online listings. So your Google Business profile, your .com website will have a portfolio on there. And then obviously as new jobs come in, keep sending them in, you know, want to continue to update it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Verify. All right. I'm sending the PIN out now. And we'll put in a request to get the domain for you. And then, do you have license and insurance? I know you guys are LLC, but do you have license and insurance?
We don't need a license for anything until we get into, like, engineering, I don't believe, but we are insured.
Okay.
We got our loan through the government, so we have to have good insurance.
Right. Okay. Landscape irrigation contractor license of all contractors doing only if you do lawn sprinkler work. Okay, I gotcha. So you guys don't do any irrigation systems?
I mean, we don't do irrigation systems, like a full thing, but if we need to reroute something, we'll do that.
Okay. No, yeah, that's fine. It says lawn sprinkler installation would require licensing.
Yeah, we don't do that.
Okay. Okay. So there's a form that I'm going to send over to you right now. It's just going to say photos needed for your Google verification. Fill it out as much as possible. If you guys are missing anything or if it's not required for what you're doing, no big deal. It tells you right at the bottom if they can't verify the listing by you submitting this form alone, then we'll just get on a three-way call with Google and we'll verify it over the phone with you too.
Okay.
All right. But it's a good thing to have on your profile. It lets the customers know you guys are legit and they've looked into you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so I got the business profile created. I would like to get a time where I could get both of you, but I know sometimes with two business owners it's kind of difficult. But the client interview, we interview on the business, so we'll go over like all the services you provide. There's 15 different keyword terms or services that we could list you for at a time. So we'll go over that, and then we'll go over the service area, make sure we're not like sending you anywhere you don't want to go or have you getting calls from somewhere you don't service. And then we'll customize your site. So usually client interview is about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window to complete it. What do you think would be a good time?
When is the earliest you can do?
12 o'clock CT today.
Here today?
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock our time?
No. 12 CT. You're on CT.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, right, yeah, central time.
We can do noon.
Noon, okay. I'm going to lock you in here for this 12 o'clock slot. Because we're in California, though. We're 2 hours behind you. We're on Pacific Standard. So that's 10 here. Splash. Okay, I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. And then we send out a text message reminder prior to the client interview. Okay, that way you got a heads up that the call's coming in.
Yeah.
All right. Verify. Save. Save. All right. And I can close this category out finally. So let's take this off the board. Didn't even have to reopen it to our floor. It's beautiful. Okay. Okay, I got your logo actually. It popped up here with your Gmail profile. Save this. All right, good to go. All right, and then Chase, in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
We can just pay with a card over the phone, or how do you guys...
It's usually what they do. Sometimes it's a personal, sometimes it's a business. Is this one under your name or the business name, or is that both?
It'll be a business.
Okay. So it says Neighbors Landscaping LLC on it?
Yeah.
Okay. And is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Update. Save. All right. I'm ready for you.
Five, three, four, seven.
5347.
5700.
5700.
0308.
0308.
2446.
2446. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
January 2026.
2026. Okay, and then 3-digit code on the back.
410.
410. Okay. And is Isaac still there with us?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So there's going to be a security question on the profile. If either of you call in and they just want to verify identity, so I want to make sure that Isaac's aware of this too. You have three options for the security question. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay.
Would you guys want to go with?
I'll do mother's maiden name.
Okay. All right. What was the mother's maiden name?
Peterson.
Peterson.
Okay. With an O-N.
Okay.
Is it a Peterson with a T also?
Yep.
Yeah, like son of Peter, Peterson?
Yep.
All right, I got it. All right, you got that too, Chase, right?
Yep.
Okay, I got you guys. Save. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a brief voice verification, and we're good to go until our client interview at 12. Now, as I'm walking you through this, if there's anything I say that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Cut.
All right. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owners. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Neighbors Landscaping.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Chase Bourbon and owner.
Okay. And Isaac?
Isaac Larson, owner.
Thank you. And are you gentlemen authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Neighbors Landscaping LLC today?
Yes.
All right. And are you off, or this is more for Chase, are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional forms of online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's just saying, Chase, like, we already know what you currently have, like, with the Home Advisor stuff. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything online, we want you to touch base with us and make sure that you're not, like, paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating any of the listings.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. And then it says, try to always generate positive reviews. I don't have any concerns about that with you guys. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. It says, we do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is a month-to-month service. You are not binded to any kind of long-term contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is October 4th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for a Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a custom website design for you guys at no additional cost, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It says, when the term is completed, your agreement automatically renews every month on the fourth day. It'll remain in the discounted amount of $249 for as long as you choose to remain with us. You may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. We do ask, if you are going to discontinue our services, that you contact us 3 days before the next billing is due, just so that we could stop the billing cycle. Then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process this payment. When it clears, you're going to get an outline of the agreement in writing sent to you via text and email. I'm going to hang on the line with you here. At the bottom of it, you have to sign off. So it'll have a full outline of everything we're doing for you, the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, and the cancellation policy as disclosed. And you just sign your first and last. All the paperwork's going to come across under Chase Bourbon, but I do have Isaac on file. So, Isaac, you have full access to the campaign. If you want to make any changes to the profile, you need any updates. We're also going to create a account dashboard and tracking system, and we'll send the login to both of you. You could download it as an app to your mobile devices, and it allows you to actually see all the calls that you're getting, specifically from the listings and the campaign that we're running for you. And then also, if you guys are missing calls too, it'll kind of pipeline them. And then as you're leaving jobs, there's a little tab in there where you can plug in the customer's phone number, and then you could send them a text asking them to leave a review. It'll have a hyperlink to your Google Business profile, so that way we could build up your guys' reviews as much as possible.
Awesome.
Yep. That'll be a little shortcut there and make your life a lot easier. So yeah. Let me know when this text comes through.
I got a text here at 11, so.
Okay.
Thank you for choosing Local Splash.
Yep, that's
Happy
it. And that's the subscription term. So you do have to sign off on that. They're going to make sure that that's signed off on before the client interview at noon, or else they won't move forward with it. So go through that. Make sure everything's right on point, name spelled correctly, pricing structure, billing date, products and features. And then we're basically good to go. We'll circle back with you here in about an hour.
Cool.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard, Chase. I'm going to send over or Chase and Isaac, excuse me. Or actually, I already sent you on the second. It should still be at the bottom of this text messages if you didn't delete them from that 877 number. You have my direct extension. You can share that with Isaac. If you guys have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, I'll still be here with you. If I'm actively on a call or if I'm out of office, we still have 24/7 customer service available to you guys, too.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we want to make sure it's working. If you guys aren't making money, we're not making money. So I'm looking forward to getting everything going for you and moving in the right direction, steal you guys away from that home advisor system. you'll see what I've been trying to – or what I was getting at this morning after, like, you know, 30 to 45 days of doing this. It'd be a no-brainer for you, Chase.
Yeah, awesome. Well, I'm excited to get some results. So.
Yeah, I appreciate you giving me your trust and looking forward to earning the rest of it. Like I said, if you guys have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, don't hesitate to call, but we'll circle back with you here at the top of the hour for the client interview.
Awesome.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, Isaac. Nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right. Bye, gentlemen.
Bye.